You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New research shows the potential of a genetic therapy to rescue heart function in a type of heart failure that people with diabetes are more likely to experience. Diabetes affects about 300,000 people in Aotearoa, with heart failure recognized as the most common cardiovascular complication. The type of heart failure that diabetes increases the risk of is currently difficult to treat, but the latest research offers new hope. I spoke to University of Auckland Associate Professor Dr. Kim Meller about her work on this research and what the next steps are for it to turn into a viable treatment. I started by asking if she could explain the size of the problem of diabetes and its complications in Aotearoa.
Sure. Well, diabetes is a really big issue in New Zealand, and there's more than 300,000 people living with diabetes, and it is increasing far beyond what all the predictions had thought. So it's an increasing issue, but what we have been looking at is how diabetes relates to heart disease, because the evidence shows that up to 3/4 of diabetics have some signs of heart issues, and this can predispose to heart failure. So the link between heart failure and diabetes is really strong, and that's been our sort of research focus, is trying to understand why that is and how can we design better ways to treat that particular type of heart disease.
Can you talk a bit more about what the focus of your research was and what you have found?
Certainly. What we have been looking at is the, really at a discovery molecular level, so right down in the detail of what's happening inside the heart muscle cells when diabetes is present, we have been looking at how the heart can process sugar, and in particular glucose sugar, and it stores it away in these big stores called glycogen inside the heart muscle cells. And we've shown that this can actually be really problematic. And if we use a gene therapy to target this pathway and to reverse the damage that diabetes has done, then we can improve heart function. And at this stage, it's very early discovery work, but what we hope is that it might actually lead to a new therapy that's actually targeted at the problem at that really molecular level. So if you target the mechanism, you have more chance of actually fixing the problem and really improving the quality of life for these patients.
Since these are very early stage, or you're at a very early stage in these findings, what are the next steps and how long until it could become a viable treatment option?
The next step is really to partner with, industry or pharmaceutical companies to develop it more towards a clinical treatment. The work that we're doing is really the proof of concept. So we have to show that it will work and that and provide enough evidence to support that next move into translating it into a clinical therapy. So what we're aiming to do is to partner with these larger companies that can move it forward into a clinical trial.
And how does this fit into a wider context of diabetes and heart-related complications research, both in Aotearoa and internationally? Or is this quite novelty research?
Yes. Well, the thing with heart failure treatments is that over the last many decades, we've become better at treating the problems in the heart related to how it contracts, how it pumps. And that's been good. And that type of heart failure where the problem is related to contraction, there's been some improvement in that type of heart failure. But for people with diabetes, they're more likely to have a different type of heart failure, which is really hard to treat. It doesn't respond to those same conventional treatments that we've been using for decades. And the problem with the heart is more about how well it opens up and fills with blood before it contracts and moves the blood around the body. So what we're trying to do, and this is a global effort, not just ourselves, but our researchers in this field are really trying to understand what goes wrong and design new treatments for it, because there's a increasing population of people with this type of heart failure, and it's very resistant to the current medication.
And I want to finish by asking, how much of a difference do you think this research and research field could make?
Well, I mean, sky's the limit, I guess. Because the population of people living with diabetes and suffering from heart complications, is that population is so large, and it is increasing, and especially here in Aotearoa. So, I mean, if this does really translate into a therapy that can improve not just quality of life, but also prolong lifespan for people with this heart condition, you know, that could have huge impact for whānau, for the patients themselves, and communities in our country.
That was University of Auckland Associate Professor Dr. Kim Mallor on new research that shows gene therapy could reverse a type of heart failure that is associated with diabetes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.